Welcome everybody to the Salon Professional Podcast. I am here with Miss Lori Obazinski. Don't say the D. I know that. Do not pronounce the D in her name. From Evolve Salon Software powered by Rosie. That's the way I'll say it now. Evolve Salon Software powered by Rosie. You do work for Rosie, getrosie.com, and we're really excited to be your partner. And today we are talking about money, how to keep more dollars in your salon and really have systems in place to run your business. And I just thought everyone was doing this, and you're shockingly telling me that people are not controlling their inventory. This is what you have told me. So this was really important for you. You said, I'm coming on here and talking about this. And I said to you, I'm bored with this topic. And you said, I don't care, Lisa, because our people need to know that inventory management is so important, and you want to share some best practices and what they should be doing. So I'm not bored anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me come in with you and talking about inventory. And we just said, this isn't a super sexy topic, but there's a lot of information within inventory, and it truly is one of the underused features in software.
Tell me how it benefits the salon inventory management. Tell me.
So if you just think about your brands that you carry in your salon, and think about when you brought that brand in, how much that investment cost you, right? So you generally don't piece it together in your salon. Your Evolve Salon software or Evolve Salon Systems will create an intro package for you, right? So saying, if you want to bring this brand in, we will bundle it together for you. You're going to bring that in together at a valued package. And whatever that package costs you could be anywhere from $2,000 to $20,000. That's right. A huge investment for a salon to bring that in. So that is your money that you're putting out there to bring products in to either sit on your shelf or to be used in your services. And if it's not managed properly by using a inventory management system, it will start leaking out of your salon like a dripping faucet. It will just, you just won't understand where it went.
Right. Because I know we talk a lot about when you pull that hairspray off the shelf to use it for back bar, you've actually paid for it now 3 times. Like it's so crazy, things like that. Okay. So talk to me how a salon can effectively use inventory management to run a successful business.
Okay. So first thing that they should do is have the correct products listed into their software. And so with using Rosie and Evolve Salon software, they can download those brands straight into their software instead of manually entering in every single one of those items. So they're
Lori, hi, I just brought in Kevin Murphy. So I want to get it into my system. So I'm literally just able to download all the Kevin Murphy products.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Right from within your software. So they're going to go into their manage tab. They're going to go down to their inventory, their products. They're going to click on a button that says Salon Interactive, download products. They're going to select the brands that they have purchased from you, and they're going to download those products into their software. Getting the setup for your inventory and your products correct is probably the hardest part of the entire process. After that, it's easy, but you want it to be set up correctly. So the setup of anything, you know, think about when you open your business, you had to set it up. That's the hardest part of it, but you want it to be correct and you want it to be accurate for any of it to work. It has to be in there, right? So download your products in there. You're going to set up your, how many products you have currently have on hand. So update your on-hand counts. You have to do an inventory count and find out what you have in your business right now. Then another really cool thing that's in there is your target quantities, meaning how many you want to have on hand at any given time. So if you want to keep 3 of everything on your shelf, your target level is going to be 3. And that really works with your inventory. So it will let you know when you only have 1 product on the shelf, but you always want to have 3. The software is going to help remind you that, hey, it's time to do this order for this product, or you're below your target quantities, and will let you know that you need these products. So I would say setting it up first, get it set up, get your products downloaded. And it's super easy. Also by downloading them, it's going to give you the correct brand name, the correct name of the product. Some people just pick whatever name that they want to call the product instead of the actual name of it. But this will give you the correct brand name, product name, the SKU number, which is super important. So barcode numbers. So if you're using a barcode scanner, it will scan correctly when you scan the product. And it also gives you the use up days, which is a really nice way to say that this product should last this client approximately 35 days. And that's really helpful to say, hey, at about 35 days, we're going to remind this client that they may be running low on that product. And we can use some of those email or text message marketing tools that we talked about before and how we can promote more retail sales.
Yeah, like you must be running low. I know that when I get my confirmation, it asks me if I want to reserve products, which is kind of cool.
Awesome.
So with the inventory management, you can go in at any time to adjust your sort of minimum, maximum, because if you're just getting a new brand, you don't know how many you want to have hands. You're just going to kind of put in a generic number that you think, and then you're going to have some hot sellers that you're going to go and adjust those quantities. When you go to make your order, does this just make your order for you?
So you're going to go to create a new order, and then you can select either professional or retail or both. But say you're working just with your Kevin Murphy retail, this new brand, and you want to just create a reorder for that based off of what you currently have on hand and what those target quantities that you put in, it will create an order for you. So it will auto generate, which is great, but then you can also adjust. You can add more, you can add more products. You can add, you know, whatever else you want, or you can deduct it if it recommended something, but maybe it wasn't selling as easy and you want to take one back. You can
your budget. That's
like, yeah,
the budget that week is 600 and your order came out 700. You just go in and adjust it.
Correct.
And yes. Then what's that next step? Then I have to call my distributor and tell them everything.
No way, girl. No way. So this is going to create the order. Yep. It's going to create the order right through Evolve Salon software. And then once you hit the button, create order, place order, it's going to then transfer you straight into your Evolve account.
What?
Which is awesome that they just transfer right over. So as long as you have your Evolve account information, you get logged into that website. But then from there, you can also shop any promotions that are going on, right? So if there's a sale on something or you want to add something from a different brand or something new is out and you want to give it a try, you can also add those products.
Getting all your minimums in, what you know you need, then you can do a little shopping if you want to, or you can make any adjustments. And then the order just goes right to Evolve.
Correct.
And this is a great way to control your finances instead of just going through the shelf, writing down numbers, calling in your order. You have no idea what you're spending, or you're like, what do you mean? I just gave you 10 items and you're telling me it's $1,000. Like, there's none of this nonsense anymore.
Right.
You are managing your business. Now, and what about when someone takes something off the shelf for like using it on their station?
Ooh. Yes. So there is when you're in the software, there's a tab at the top called ticket. When you click on ticket, there's one that's called inventory use. So anytime that you grab a hairspray off the shelf that is intended for a retail item and you want to use it on your back bar station, you want to scan that out for inventory use. And that's going to do two things. One, it's going to take that out of your inventory so it doesn't think that you still have it. But also as a salon owner, you can track how much you're using on the back bar, because if you are constantly pulling that hairspray off for the back bar, but you're not selling any of them for retail, you want to have a conversation with your team about, you know, selling the product.
Evolve's ultimate back bar program and get it for free.
Yes. Okay. Yes. There we go. And then the other thing is about how you can manage your color and your professional use products and using that same way. So you can scan out your color every time you use a tube of color or your developer or, you know, perms or whatever it is that you're using for professional product. You want to scan those out also, because those are also an investment into your business that you want to track what you're using.
Don't you feel like you get the biggest pushback on this one? It's a way to make your color order on purpose. Like, I always want to have 5-6 ends, and like, now you're not manually going back and doing it. Like, if you're just doing this system. So essentially when a tube of color is gone, would you just put the tabs like in a bowl or something, and then your salon coordinator would add all those in and take it out of inventory? Is that how that would work?
Yeah, that's one way for it to work. Definitely. Every salon probably sets it up a little bit different. Maybe they have an inventory manager who does that periodically, or maybe it's the receptionist, or maybe the stylist can do it themselves and they just scan it out every time they make some more color.
I don't mean that in a rude way, but it's probably one of those things. I don't mean that. Yeah. I swear to God, it's just, that sounds like it would be a lot to add. So it sounds like it would be like one universal person to keep things sort of intact.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, no, well, and it could be, I mean, as long as it's getting done, right? You just want to know that it's actually happening. And maybe it's daily, maybe it's monthly, maybe it's weekly. I think just depending on the size of the business and how many service providers you have that are using it, that maybe it is a daily task and maybe it's assigned to one particular person at the end of the day that they scan out all of the back bar product.
And this is really controlling your business. And this is really keeping like control of your cash flow, right? Like, what are the benefits of this?
Yeah.
Of this system.
So you can stay on track to your budget. So if your goal is to have, 4% of your sales be dedicated to your back bar sale or products that you're going to purchase in, you can measure that. You actually know, what you're spending on your orders. You're not going into like exactly what you decide. You're not going to create an order and be surprised when it comes, when you get the invoice of what you just paid for it. You know, upfront, and you know, ahead of time. You also don't run out of product. So if you ever find yourself where you're like grabbing the product on the shelf and oops, it's not there, it's already sold, it helps you to know this is what I want to have on my shelf and this is what I currently have on my shelf and here's when I need to do an order. And then find yourself in a best practice. So do you need to create an order weekly? Do you need to create an order monthly or biweekly and find out what that looks like, and get yourself into a routine so that you know how much product you're going to be getting in or what products you use more than others.
I'm about to blow your mind, girl. Did you know if you're an Evolve Partner Plus salon, you get software for free and free shipping?
Yes. Like, that's awesome.
Can you imagine?
Who would not do that?
You can order how you want to order. You can have your software, all of this great technology complimentary by joining and being a part of our community. Like, this is huge. Like, this is so exciting. And so inventory, people, get your act together. Just kidding. Yeah. I just got my act together. I just put my whole life on an Asana board. So I feel like it's the same thing. I had to get it all set up. It was tedious, but now all my tasks and everything on the daily are so much easier. I liken this process to that where I'm like, oh my God, this is so much easier. It makes life easier. So put a little bit of that work in one time, and then you have these great features that really free up time. And this also frees up a lot of time, again, for your salon coordinator that's going through trying to do orders and, you know, manage inventory, where they can be doing other important things like marketing and things like that, right?
Yeah. This is not going to 100% replace doing cycle counts or inventory counts. Right? You still want to go through and verify the counts that you say that you have on hand are still actually what you have on hand. You can create cycles, right? So maybe it's one week you do your professional color back bar items. Maybe next week you're going to do your spa service or spa professional and retail items. Maybe the next week you're going to do your hair care items or nail services or something like that. So you still want to go through and do an inventory count just to make sure that those numbers are still correct. And double checking that, because again, that's your investment and you want to make sure that you are keeping that money there or that you're selling it. The other nice thing that you can do also is just like you do with your service providers and you check their performance and how well they're doing and you kind of coach them to growth or, you know, performing, you want to do the same thing with your retail and your inventory and using the reports there. You want to pull a retail sales report periodically, maybe it's quarterly or so, and you want to see how well your retail is selling. Because there are times that, especially if you do a business refresh, maybe you're doing a rebrand, maybe you've revamped your salon, there's times that, you know, you may run through a cycle of product that maybe a product you have just sitting on the shelf that you've invested a couple thousand dollars into is just not moving. And maybe it just doesn't fit the clientele that you currently are serving. And that may be an indicator for you to talk to your Evolve sales rep and saying, you know, talk to me about some of the new brands that you have coming out, or what are some other options that maybe you want to replace or bring in a new retail line. But you want to also just know, what are your hottest movers? What are your best-selling products? What are your clients like the most? And then maybe, do you have products that are holding up that investment, holding up your finances, that are just sitting and not moving?
Right. No, this is really important. And I think a lot of times people get software and they're like using it for their appointment scheduling, which is great. And they're using it for these things, but there's all these other amazing features that are built in. And that's why we're so excited to bring you this series from Rosie, Evolve Salon Software powered by Rosie, and sharing with you everything you can be doing, because we're just here to help you with your business for sure. And you didn't even know this, but soon we're going to be recording something with Vish, which is a whole other opportunity that we have through the software. I just love how you guys are on the forefront and keep partnering with all these different companies to bring the very best to the software. I just absolutely love it. So we want to thank you from Evolve for doing that. You're a great partner to have, and we're just so proud to offer Evolve Salon Software powered by Rosie to our customers. And if you guys are like, I just like want it free, I don't feel like paying for it, well then you better talk to your sales consultant, because can you imagine free software, like how much that changes your business?
Yeah,
like that's from a cost standpoint. So it's pretty incredible. And so Lori, thank you so much. Is there anything that you want to wrap up with inventory? I feel like you've said it all, but there could be more.
I mean, there's so much.
I'm teasing you. Because this is really important, because these are the things that run our business successfully. And when we know that, when we hear how many salons run unprofitably, it's because systems aren't in place, right?
That's
so
right.
We need these systems, because we want you to be so profitable and powerful and get everything that you want in life. So
yes. Well, I'm excited to listen to upcoming podcasts with Vish, because Vish is one of our key partners. And that definitely helps with inventory management as well, and reducing the waste of your color, but also reducing overspending on color because you start using less. Vish is an integrated part of Evolve Salon Software. So they are connected together. So if a salon is using Vish in the back room, it will talk to the front desk. So they talk with each other. Whereas if it's not an integrated service, if they're not using Evolve Salon Software, they're two separate pieces of functionality. So they don't communicate with each other. Whereas if they're together, it knows what clients are coming in and what color they're using. So it speaks really well together and works. It pairs very nicely. So I'm excited to hear about that.
You guys are always, you know, finding new partnerships. We can't wait to hear more in the future of what's coming up. But Lori, thank you so much. And if you guys have any questions on inventory management, you go right to getrosie.com. You can open a case and ask questions. You can click on the support. You can watch the videos. You can talk to your account manager. There is no shortage of support for you to get everything on track. So thank you, Lori, so much.
Thanks, Lisa.